हम जो भी आदमी गांव से आए।
After searching hospitals and morgues, Mohammad Ashrafil is hoping to find his missing nephew at this makeshift camp in Balasore. 22-year-old Mohammad boarded the Howrah Express, one of the trains that collided on Friday.
Train accident ho gaya. Uska koi trace nahi hai, zinda hai.
I am running around in circles looking for information. The officials want me to accept a body with a disfigured face as my nephew. How can they confirm this? I have been calling all the helpline numbers. There's no help. Now they want me to go to another city to check the morgue. I don't have the money.
Other families have had similar experiences.
There were six of them on the train. We live in the same place. They were supposed to go to Chennai. We found four of them in hospital, but can't find the other two.
The government is under pressure to provide answers. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says a signalling error caused the pileup.
It is about the point machine and electronic interlocking. The change in the electronic interlocking caused this accident. And whoever did it, and whatever are the reasons, will be known after the investigation.
The Army, police and railway workers have joined teams from the Odisha State Disaster Management Agency on the ground as the focus shifts from rescue mission to clean-up operation. Services on these lines are expected to resume as early as this week. India's railway network is extensive. More than 12 million people commute by train every day. To reduce travel times, a new Japanese-funded bullet train is scheduled to start running in 2026.
At a time when the government is investing in high-speed trains, an accident like this one suggests its priorities are not on track. While officials are trying to clear this mess, many families are still trying to find their loved ones. Umi Kulsum Sharif, Al Jazeera, in Balasore, Eastern India.